What's good? What's good? I am back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast. Check me out 3 days a week on YouTube, Facebook, Rumble, Instagram TV, and the audio version of my podcast also goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much more. Don't forget, this podcast is sponsored by Promo Palace LLC at promopalace.biz. If you need online marketing promotions for your music, your product, your brand, or your service, please check out promopalace.biz. Also, if you're a dog lover, a cat lover, animal rights activist, and you like t-shirts, hoodies, and sweatshirts with dogs and cats and business slogans, please check out New Litter Apparel at newlitter.com. That's newlitter.com. Also, last but not least, do you dizzle? Yes, I dizzle. Check out dizzlebrand.com. Dozen recipes on there. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, as well as you can order merchandise and you can order bottles of dizzle online. Okay. Let me pull up last night's NBA scores. Then we'll go over my power picks. All right, Detroit beat Atlanta, which that shit to happen. Philly spanked Chicago. Joel B put up like a 43-piece wing dinner. Miami crushed Houston. Minnesota crushed Portland. Portland just totally gave up on the season this year. Dallas beat Utah by like 111-103. Spurs beat Lakers. Of course, LeBron didn't play. Denver beat Golden State, so that's back-to-back losses for Golden State. Kings lost to New York. And that was it for last night. Let me go over Paul's power picks. Triple P power picks. Number one, going to Miami Heat. Yes, sir. I'm going Miami Heat. Number two, I'm going to Philadelphia 76ers. Number three, I'm going the Milwaukee Bucks. I think they're just flying under the radar right now, defending champs. They still got Giannis, Middleton, Drew Holiday. Brooke Lopez probably come back soon. Number four, I'm going Memphis Grizzlies. And number five, I'm going to Phoenix Suns. Yep, that's my power picks. I got a few topics today, and they're all sports related. Let's start with Aaron Rodgers, 4 years, $200 million, highest paid quarterback ever. Actually, highest paid player ever in NFL history. Did he deserve it? Why not? When you win back-to-back MVP seasons in the NFL, you probably should be the highest paid guy in the NFL. Now, I do agree with what Stephen A. was saying and a couple other people. You gotta be the Packers another Super Bowl, brother. You gotta bring them one more Super Bowl. You know, $153 million guaranteed. And that's the thing, the NFL contracts are nowhere near like NBA contracts, and there is a lot more players on the NFL roster than an NBA roster. NBA roster is only like 13 players, 16 players at most, or something like that. I mean, you got more than that on each side of the offense and defensive side of the football. But he's definitely going to bring him a Super Bowl. You paid Patrick Mahomes, got paid crazy amount of money, he did, and you know, he wasn't back-to-back MVP. So, and Patrick Mahomes is still young, long career to go. But, you know, it didn't look too good towards the end last year for Patrick Mahomes. Like, Patrick Mahomes is the reason that the Chiefs lost in the playoffs. But congrats to Aaron Rodgers. Definitely not going nowhere for 4 years. And Packers definitely, this says a lot about Jordan Love that he's not going to be ready no time soon. Maybe he gets traded as a trade asset. I'm thinking Jordan Love does. Who knows? I don't know that he wants to stay there for 4 years behind Aaron Rodgers till he gets a shot. But he definitely ain't going to be playing no time soon. Let me get to this. Calvin Ridley suspended for this year for gambling on games. Yet another dumb athlete. Another moronic, dumber than a bag of bricks, idiotic athlete who jeopardized millions of dollars for $1,500 gamble. Just to gamble $1,500. You know, like, this is the thing, man. This is one of the biggest no-nos in sports, is gambling. Like, Pete Rose was literally crucified, like Jesus, for gambling. And Pete Rose played harder and damn near better than anybody I've ever seen in Major League Baseball. I mean, Pete Rose is one of the greatest players of all time. He definitely played harder than anybody. Off of pure talent alone, Pete Rose is a Hall of Famer. I mean, he was literally crucified for gambling. I mean, it's one of the biggest no-nos in sports. Calvin really knew that. He jeopardized millions of dollars for a $1,500 gambler. He gambled on his own team. Why would, and all due respect, you got to be the worst gambler in the world to try to gamble on the Falcons any time in the last couple of years. I would never put any money on the Falcons against anybody. I mean, they're one of the worst teams in the NFL for the last 2 or 3 years. Ever since they went to the Super Bowl, the Falcons have plummeted. They're plummeting. And now next year, they traded away Julio Jones last year. Calvin Ridley's going to be out. It ain't going to be looking good for the Falcons this year. They're going to have to rely on that tight end they drafted mainly. I mean, some people just do some of the dumbest things. You know, and yes, everybody makes mistakes. Nobody's perfect. But this is just not a mistake that you can afford to make when you make as much money as Calvin really makes. You can't afford to make the mistake of losing millions of dollars over a $1,500 mistake. I mean, I don't know what much there is to say about this. You know, it kind of makes me have to lean back into this Brittany Griner thing. Like, you know, people need to, like, there needs to be some kind of accountability here. You know, like, that with the Brittany Griner thing, they're yelling racism, they're yelling gender pay gap. Okay, first of all, Brittany Griner makes $250,000 playing basketball. That's more money than 90% of Americans make. I repeat, $250,000 a year playing basketball is more than 90% of Americans make. And then she makes another million over there in Russia. It don't even make sense for her to even play in the WNBA. It's just all about really just promotion, basically, brand promotion, because she makes more money playing in Russia. And if you make a $1.2 million a year, you know, why do you gotta, I mean, even if she did it for recreational use, smuggled the oil, I think it's the cannabis oil, whatever it is, the hash oil. Even if it was for like personal use, I mean, come on, man, you're not in America. You're over there in Russia. Like this disregard and this, you know, just blatant disregard, blatantly, you know, ignoring country's laws and rules and regulations. I mean, you pay the consequences. If she does 5 to 10 years in a Russian prison, I'm just going to say, hey, you know what? Chalk it up on stupidity. It has nothing to do with racism. And you know, people can talk about profiling and all they want. If you get caught guilty with something, I don't want to hear about profiling when you're guilty. I don't want to hear about it. I mean, when you're guilty, you're guilty. It don't really matter how you get busted. When you're guilty of, you're breaking the laws and committing the crimes, it doesn't matter how you get busted. You're guilty. You know, that's what they do. That's what people do. They profile criminals. You know, and who knows? Somebody should, they might have had a tip. But from what I heard, the dog sniffed it out. And there was video footage and whatnot as well. But it doesn't look good for her, because the situation going on with Russia and Ukraine probably made it what she did even worse. And America doing what America does all the time, you know, running our mouths and poking the bear. That probably could make it worse for her. But yeah, Calvin Ridley and Brittany Griner, like, they're in the same boat for me, man. It's like, what are y'all doing? You can't give me a valid reason why you jeopardize, you know, $1 million or millions of dollars for these stupid mistakes that they make. It's really idiotic. It really is. I want to get to this last topic. This is actually going to be a short podcast, but I want to get to this last topic. Russell Westbrook getting death threats. Like, his family getting death threats. First of all, any sports fans, any Lakers fans that are taking basketball that seriously when you don't get paid to do it, you're pathetic. You're a pathetic human being. I mean, I'm going to say it right now. Anybody making death threats to Russell Westbrook's family because the way he's playing on the court, you're pathetic. Go jump off a bridge right now. I mean, you're so pathetic. Just jump off a freaking bridge right now. Get it over with. You're a waste of a life, as far as I'm concerned. You are a waste of a life. If you're threatening this man's family just because he can't hit threes or he's playing inefficient. I mean, damn, in all due respect, isn't LeBron James the one that wanted him in the trade? Why y'all not threatening his family the same way? I mean, this is, you know, that's when the hypocrites come in and double standards always come in, which always I got to shout out on these podcasts, these hypocrites and these double standards. You know, but it's so, you gotta be a complete waste of a human being, a pathetic, hateful ass, scumbag, piece of shit human being, if you threaten a man's family just because he ain't playing good basketball. You know, like, let me give you valid reasons to threaten a man's family. When he harms your family or tries to threaten your family. When a man threatens your family, then you threaten his family. Or if a man harms your family, then you threaten his family. You know, this idea that you threatening people because they're not playing efficient basketball. You're a fucking pathetic human being. No, matter of fact, I don't care how you do it. You know what's crazy? My father committed suicide, so you think I should be sensitive to people committing suicide? Not when you're this pathetic. Not when you're just this waste of a fucking life, a human being. Because you can't give me no valid reason that anybody, any Lakers fans, and it's got to be Lakers fans. Who the else would it be but a pathetic ass fucking Lakers fan that got to threaten a man's family? I mean, damn, Ben Simmons' family didn't get threats for passing open a wide open dunk with Trae Young underneath the goal. I mean, Ben Simmons' family didn't get threats for quitting on the team. I mean, y'all literally threatened this man's family because he's playing inefficient. I mean, that's pathetic. You're a scumbag of a human being. Just jump off the bridge. Just take a gun, blow your brains out, fall the fuck I can. Because you're a waste of a life. Anybody who's threatening Russell Westbrook's family for that reason. I mean, I just gotta nail that in your heads. It's pathetic. It's fucking pathetic. Now, Russell Westbrook, no, his family should be getting threatened. But the criticism, like when people call him Westbrook, like him getting upset about that, I mean, you've earned that criticism. You know, you come into LA and you say you don't have any expectations. What? Are you freaking kidding me? Are you kidding me? So you're the only jackass and moron on the planet that didn't have any expectations for the Lakers coming this year. When you say, I didn't have any expectations for, you know, this year or whatever, like, or coming here. Like, are you freaking kidding me? Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, LeBron James. And it's the Lakers. And you're the only one that has no expectations. Everybody on the freaking planet had high expectations for this team but you. So stop it with that. Like, that is moronic, you know. But the people threaten his family over him not playing good, because of that, you're pathetic. You're a scumbag of a human being. Yeah, just jump on up there. Go to the bridge, closest bridge, just jump off. Get it over with. Because, I mean, how can anybody have that much hate built up in their heart? I mean, how can anybody be that invested as a fan that you got to threaten somebody's family because your team is losing? I've heard some pathetic shit in my life. I mean, but damn, that's some pathetic ass shit. You must have, anybody who's doing that must have a miserable ass life. You got to be miserable as fuck. You got to threaten Russell Westbrook because he's playing inefficient. I mean, damn, what about, there's a hell of a lot of other dudes in the league should be having their families get threatened if that's the case. I mean, what about De'Aaron Fox and the Kings? What the fuck? He ain't playing up to his contract, you know. What about Julius Randle this year? I mean, and the Knicks. Should all the Knicks players be getting, their families be getting threatened because they ain't doing what they did last year? What about Trae Young? You know, the Hawks ain't looking too good this year. Should his family be getting threatened? Hell no. Because you'd be a pathetic ass scumbag of a useless waste of a freaking human being to threaten somebody over that shit. I mean, come on, man. We got to have a valid reason, a valid excuse. Russell Westbrook threatens you. Okay, you threaten him back or threaten his family, but Russell Westbrook ain't threatening nobody, man. He's not threatening nobody. Even through this terrible year, Russell Westbrook is still smiling, man, because he still got a beautiful family. He's still a millionaire. He's still with his, I don't know. Yeah, I guess you'd have to say he's still one of the 75 greatest players of all time as far as the people who made that list go. He's got a lot to be happy for. He's won an MVP. He's a triple-double machine. He went triple-double. He was the first player since damn, I can't even think of my man's name right now. Oscar Robinson, the big O. He's the first player since Oscar Robinson to average triple-double in the NBA. And he done it like two or three times. And all due respect, man. I mean, he was at OKC. They traded him to the Rockets for Chris Paul, which the Rockets screwed up by letting Chris Paul go already. They shouldn't have gave up on Chris Paul so early, because look what he's done for Phoenix. And if they knew, and James Harden was probably going to be leaving a year after that anyways. So there's that. Then he gets traded again to the Wizards the next year. And, oh, yeah, let me run it back. He gets traded to Houston, doesn't play too good the first half of the season. Second half of the season, he balls the hell out. just traded the Wizards with Bradley Beal. First half of the season doesn't play too well. Second half of the season does nothing but get him to the freaking playoffs. You know, and if he was, I would argue if he was still at the Wizards right now, they'd probably be in the playoff hunt. You know, but there's that, you know. And then he gets traded to the Lakers first half of the season, and he ain't doing too well. I mean, we're hoping it picks it up in the second half of the season. We're hoping, but it doesn't look good for the Lakers, but it's still no reason for anybody to threaten Russell Westbrook's family or threaten him. Now, to call him Russell Westbrook, hey, that's one thing. The dude can't hit a three to save his life. He makes a lot of bad decisions. I think he's just thinking too hard right now. Right now, I think he's under so much. This is the most pressure he's been under his entire career. He played for the Lakers, playing with LeBron, AD. It's a lot of pressure, man. La La Land putting that pressure on him. He's thinking too hard about it. But as far as threatening his family, like, stop it, man. And if they find out who does it, lock them up. You know, if they find out these people threaten his family, making the threats, lock them up. If I was you, I'd just push them off of a bridge because they're pathetic scumbags of a human being filled with nothing but hate in their heart. I mean, come on, man. That's the worst reason I could ever think of for you to threaten somebody is because they play basketball inefficiently or they can't hit threes. And I mean, they got turnovers in a basketball game. Really, man, take your ass to your little crubby-ass job, go to work, and do you. Stop worrying about that shit. I want to thank you for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast is episode 118. Don't forget the video version of my podcast goes to Facebook, Instagram, Rumble, and YouTube. And also, I live stream it on 3 Twitter accounts as well. Audio version goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Slacker, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much more. Also, don't forget this podcast is sponsored by Promo Pals LLC and PromoPals.biz. You need online marketing promotion for your music, your product, your brand, and your service. Please check out PromoPals.biz. And for Shizzle, do you Dizzle? Yes, I Dizzle. Check out DizzleBrand.com. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and more. I run the TikTok and the Facebook for Dizzle. And I also help out with the website design and SEO as well. Follow them. Check them out. Dozen recipes. You can order bottles online. Merchandise shop is on DizzleBrand.com as well. You can order t-shirts, hoodies, and more, as well as hats. Thank you all for tuning in. Once again, peace, and I'm out.